AP News for this Saturday, March 23rd. I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden signed into law a $1.2 trillion spending package that averts a government shutdown this weekend. The Senate passed the bill in the early morning hours, Senator Patty Murray of Washington State.
A lot of naysayers who didn't believe that this divided Congress could pass full-year appropriation bills. Tonight, we proved them wrong.
President Biden noted although the bill funds key departments, Congress still needs to pass aid for Ukraine and border security legislation. Presidential primaries held today in Louisiana and Missouri. In Russia, President Vladimir Putin says four people have been arrested in connection with the terrorist attack at a Moscow concert hall and shopping venue that's left more than 130 people dead. More from our Rika and Garcia.
Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested that Ukraine was linked to the attack and says additional security measures have been imposed. He assures that assistance will be extended to the families of the victims and offers his sincerest condolences.
An affiliate of the Islamic State's Afghanistan group has claimed responsibility. In Florida, Vice President Kamala Harris tours Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where 17 people were killed in 2018. Wintry weather's hitting parts of New England today. Roadways were coated with ice from Maine to Massachusetts. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is in Gaza today, calling for a flood of life-saving aid.
Engines to maximum thrust.
We have liftoff.
On their way to the International Space Station, three astronauts, including American Tracy Dyson, blasted off from Kazakhstan. This is AP News. Preserving historic black cemeteries in the U.S.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. Jesse Wooden sweeps graves at a cemetery in Miami, Florida. Jesse and his brother purchased Lincoln Memorial Park Cemetery to rescue it from neglect. Frank Wooden says the cemetery was nearly impossible to visit when they purchased it.
Trees falling down and branches you couldn't even get in.
Neglect, abandonment, and destruction has been the fate of thousands of segregated cemeteries across the country where African Americans, from former slaves to prominent politicians and business owners, were buried over many decades.
We're talking about hundreds of thousands of black people whose various places would never be known.
Historian Marvin Dunn is among those who want to make sure others don't lose this part of their heritage. Jesse Wooden sees renewing and maintaining the graves as a sacred role he can play, one crumbling gravesite at a time.
I just really believe that spirit just wants to see this place do well.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.